December 2019 doesn't seem that far away anymore, like a year from Monday. That's the date initially set back in 2016 by which agencies must manage all of their permanent records electronically, sending them to the National Archives and Records Administration in electronic format. Courtney Anderson is Senior Electronic Records Policy Analyst at NARA. She updates Executive Editor Jason Miller about how NARA's helping agencies meet that 2019 deadline.
The goal of this initiative is to help agencies more easily obtain electronic records management services and solutions. So we've been working on this since about October of 2015. And what we did is we went out to agencies and asked them, what do you need from us? And what we heard a lot from is that NARA does a good job of telling agencies what they need to do through our policies and guidance, but they need more help with the practical tools of how to actually manage their electronic records. So that's how we came up with the idea of the Fermi initiative. And we have two goals or two paths that we've taken with Fermi. And the first is working with GSA's Office of Shared Solutions and Performance Improvement on shared services and the Business Standard Council. So we are the standard lead on the Business Standard Council for electronic records management. And we have written standards based on the Federal Integrated Business Framework to incorporate electronic records management into shared services. So this is alleviating the burden from the individual agencies on having to manage these administrative records, like financial management records or HR records. If they're using that particular shared service, those records will be taken care of.
I'm going to jump in here and just to talk maybe a little bit more about that piece. So just to put a finer point on it, if an agency moves to a financial management shared service provider or an HR, now we have payroll, what you've done is create standards that the vendor or agency provider can incorporate. Those records are automatically put through the proper process. Do I have that kind of right?
Yes. Yep. So NewPay is a good example because we worked with the GSA when they went out with solicitation for NewPay to include records management requirements into the technical requirements for that. So yes, that's exactly what we're trying to do.
And the difference here, the way I see it at least, is for years it was always, and we're going to use the old cybersecurity term, not built in but bolted on. For years, records management was bolted on. Mm-hmm. Now we're finally getting to the point, sounds like we're built in.
Yes. We're trying to build it directly into the services. Yeah, so you don't have to go and get like a separate tool. And in some cases, you may need to do that. And that's actually where our other pieces, we've been working with Schedule 36 at GSA. We created a new special item number specifically for electronic records management services and solutions. So that's where agencies can go if they need to find an ERM tool like email management, for example, or a tool to help them manage their shared drives. They can go to the Schedule 36 ERM SIN to find those solutions. And what we actually did is we incorporated our universal ERM requirements into that special item number. So vendors actually self-certify that they can meet our universal requirements when they submit their proposal to be on the SIN.
And that's so huge. I know you're not an acquisition expert, so we can talk to GSA about the ins and outs of Schedule 36 and the SIN. But the point is that when an agency buys off that schedule, they know that something meets a baseline set of standards. How difficult was that, not to work with GSA, but to get vendors and to develop the standards? Can you talk about that process?
What we did is we started and we went through all of the laws, regulations, guidance, and policies and international standards related to electronic records management and put them into one document. And it's organized by the life cycle of a record. And then what we did is we had a requirements working group that actually we still meet with them, made up of a number of agencies across the government. We had records officers and they gave us a lot of input on these universal requirements, told us where we had any gaps as well. So part of this, too, is we've created use cases for different record types. So, for example, we have one for electronic messages. And what we did for that is, once again, the requirements working group, they reviewed the use cases, provided comments, and then we posted them on our blog, Records Express, for public comment. So we got a lot of comments from industry as well as agencies. We got over 200 comments, which was great for us. It made it a much better product. We knew that industry was interested in this, and we actually heard from industry that it was great because they knew exactly what the federal government wants and what they need. And what we did for the use cases is we tried to keep them high level as possible and tried to show this was like an ideal workflow for managing electronic messages, for example. So agencies still have the flexibility to tailor them to fit their specific needs.
Who knew there'd be that much interest in electronic messages and standards, right? I mean, were you surprised at 200 comments?
We were a little bit, but not really, because agencies have been asking for this. They've been asking for these kind of practical tools. Electronic messages is obviously an important type of record to manage because it not only includes email, but includes text message and instant messages and voicemail. So we knew there was going to be a lot of interest in it.
Now you guys are also developing two other use cases. Talk about those.
We are working on a use case for social media records right now that has been reviewed by our requirements working group. We're in the final stages of our internal NARA review, and then we will put those out on Records Express. And then we just began drafting a use case for websites as well. Those were the three hot topic for record types. So we wanted to get those done first before we work on other use cases.
And then when you talk about social media, we're talking about everything from Twitter to Facebook to Instagram to whatever you can think of that maybe hasn't even been invented yet. But it's that idea that if an agency is posting something on social media, is it or not a record? And if it is, how to deal with it?
Right, exactly. So it's making sure that they're under records management control. Because if they determine that what they're putting out on social media, like a Facebook post or something on Instagram is considered a record, then they need to find a way to capture it.
And eventually, again, same thing with the current sets of technology, a company like Facebook, a company like Twitter could eventually put in an automated, hey, this is a record, and it would, again, this would be maybe a little bolted on, but it would be in a different type of way because of the way these systems are set up, the APIs, et cetera. We don't get into all the ins and outs, but basically you're giving the industry that line, again, that baseline set of standards. And so what's the timing, I guess, on the social media one?
We're hoping. So right now we are in the Business Standards Council review process for the electronic messages use cases. So once that's complete, so all the other standards leads review the use cases and our components of the Federal Integrated Business Framework. So once that's finished and we have the OMB review finished, then we're going to go forward with the social media. So I think it's probably going to be sometime in the winter we'll have those out for comment, because we want to make sure that the first round of use cases goes through that comment process so we can incorporate any of the comments we receive into the social media use cases before we put it out on Records Express.
One thing that I've seen throughout our entire conversation is this idea of helping vendors ensure that those standards are part of their products. And again, we go back to the built-in, not bolted on. What kind of feedback are you getting from vendors? What are you hearing from them? Obviously, they like it. How is NARA ensuring, the vendors ensuring that they are meeting those standards?
One of the things we're working on with GSA, with the Schedule 36 team, is we are asking vendors that are currently listed under the special item number for electronic records management to create demos based on the use cases for electronic messages. So we had an industry day back in August where we presented three scenarios from the use cases, and we asked vendors to create very short demos for each of those scenarios. And that's modeled after what GSA's, the Office of Shared Solutions and Performance Improvement, have done in the past for payroll and financial management. But what we're going to do is we've asked vendors to record these demos, and we want to make them available for agencies on the acquisition gateway. So that way agencies can do some market research and see what's out there and record and see these recorded demos to see what is out in the commercial space for electronic messages.
This may be a GSA question, but when do you expect those demos to be done and maybe posted?
GSA is going through their internal review process, so we're hoping, I would say, early next calendar year.
And then speaking of calendar year, as we enter fiscal 2019, and you know, calendar year 2019 is not too far away, you have these use cases, you have these standards all up on your plate. What are some of the other things that maybe you're looking at, other priorities?
We want to expand the work that we've done with the Schedule 36 team. Another big piece that NARA is working on right now is digitization standards to help meet the 2019 goal, as well as NARA's 2022 goal that they will no longer accept paper records, permanent records from agencies. Everything has to be electronic. So we are working on digitization standards, and what we plan on doing for that is to incorporate that into Schedule 36 as well, so that there'll be vendors that can self-certify they meet NARA's digitization standards as well. So that's what we're looking at. And we're also looking at creating more use cases, continuing to work on the different records types, and also maybe some processes as well, like the transfer process of permanent records from an agency directly to NARA. So we're working on developing a use case for that as well.
Courtney Anderson is Senior Electronics Records Policy Analyst at NARA, speaking with Federal News Network's Jason Miller. Check out Jason's story at federalnewsnetwork.com.